We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I've always thought this was dumb, but there are certainly people out there that have always believed that you never do this on the first date.
Well, yeah.
Team PXY on 98 PXY. It's Corey James, Whitney Young. I had a friend bring this up to me because he found himself in this predicament, and he's not on a first date. This is actually a second date, and I want to know if that changes things at all.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm talking about, all you filthy animals in the text line. No, not that. I'm talking about using a gift card on a date. Jeez, pull your mind out of the gutter. But using a gift card, there's a lot of people out there who would say on a first date, absolutely not. Sends the wrong message, makes you look cheap, makes you look tacky, makes the woman think, oh, I'm not worth spending the full amount of money on the bill.
Mm,
right?
There's
people,
I don't know.
There's people out there who believe that. Can't deny that.
Yeah, there are people who believe that. For me, in my relationships, I always make sure that it's equal financially. Mm-hmm. I pay, they pay, I pay, they pay. It goes back and forth.
So if anything, would you be happy if they pull out a gift card? Because
no, not on the second date. Because I wouldn't do that. Well, first of all, so usually what happens is the guy will pay on the first date, I'll pay on the second date, third. Like we go back and forth, and then we start splitting stuff. Like it's very even and equal.
I like how you have an entire plan.
And that's just how it works. That being said, like even let's say, I don't know. Let's say it was me. Let's just say it was me paying. Like, I just wouldn't do that on the second date. It also implies that you invited them to that place because you had a gift card. So, like, for instance,
Not really.
Yeah.
I mean, does.
Because how many gift cards do you have laying around to restaurants?
Fair amount.
Okay. Must be nice.
My girlfriend said Courtney has an entire gift card wallet.
Oh, my gosh. Really?
Yeah.
I guess I've never been that big of a... Like, I don't have a ton of gift cards to restaurants. I've never have laying around. My brother just gave me one for my birthday, but like...
So now you can never go there because it implies you're just going there to use the gift card.
And
Bruno Mars is not important enough.
See, I'm far enough into my relationship where it's acceptable. We're talking about the second date. The second date, I don't know. Maybe it's wrong. Maybe it is wrong. But if I'm being honest, and I can't be the only person that feels this way, there's just something a little cringy about the person pulling out a gift card.
How would you feel if this happened to you? Second date, guy pulls out a gift card. Are you judging him? Is this maybe going to impact the possibility of a third date?
I don't think so. I don't know. I don't think it would be a deal breaker. It just would be kind of like, my head.
You would mentally note that? For future cheap things that he does?
I'm sure I would. Well, yeah, maybe I would be looking for other stuff. Mm-hmm. And then if there was no sign of like cheapness in any other aspect or any other area,
then
I would be like, okay, fine.
Jump in. What would you do? 222-9800 or the Club PXY Safe text line at 69822. If this happened, they pull out that gift card, you had a great meal, a fantastic conversation, the night is going beautifully.
Yeah.
And then the bill comes and reaches into his pocket and just pulls out that big old gift card and slaps it down there. That's like tainting your, even the slightest bit, that's tainting your view of that person.
Yeah, because again, I would not do that myself. I would not do that. If I paid for the first date and the second date, I would not be paying with a gift card on the second date.
I think that is ridiculous, and I think this as well. I think anyone who judges someone for paying with a gift card on the first date even, also ridiculous.
Well.
You're saving money. What's the problem? It's 2018. We're all buried in debt. Why is it a bad thing to try to save a little bit of cash?
Are we all buried in debt?
A lot of us are.
You seem a little sensitive.
I mean.
You seem a little defensive.
I mean, I'm doing okay, but you know.
We're all buried and dying.
There's a lot of people that are, though.
No,
so
I know. What's,
no,
I
you
know.
Need to spend more money on me. I've never understood the thought process behind why that was such a big deal and why so many people
know.
Blew that up.
I don't know. I'm not saying I'm right. I'm not saying.
And Whitney, I'm surprised at you for someone who goes against like kind of the old traditional things and likes things to be new and updated and have a new and fresh perspective, the fact that you're not like, yeah, first date, slap on that gift card.
No, because you know what? I've never been passionate about budgeting. Like, that's not one of my things. It's just not like, no, like, what? But seriously, when I'm dating somebody, I like to treat them like I'm a Leo. Leos notoriously like to kind of shower their person with like things and take care of it. Like, that's just part of, that's who I am. So okay. Like, I would feel on the second date a little cheap if I was like, hey, look at what I got in here. I didn't even know I had this. Like, it's just a bit much. And I'm not saying I'm right. I'm not saying this is right. I'm mm-hmm. just saying it's how I feel. And if I'm being completely honest,
no,
that's yes.
Fair. That's fair.
Yes, fair I would. There would be a little cringing in my head.
I'm not.
Internal.
I'm not passionate about budgeting. That's
oh,
from that.
Wait, this is interesting. Yeah. On the text line, I don't think it's too big of a deal, but you should tell them before you're going on the date to this place that you have a gift card just to let them know. That's actually really interesting. So if they were like, hey, where do you want to go for dinner? And you're like, I don't care, you pick. And they were like, well,
I have a gift card.
LOL,
to, yeah.
I have a gift card to like X chic restaurant, you know, would you want to do that? I think that's better than being like, hey, guess where we should go? Because I conveniently have a gift card.
Okay. You know? Well, because his options were bust it out and use it and have no shame in it. Not because of the fear of being judged.
Yeah.
Or secretly slip it to the server and be like, hey, on the DL. Like when she goes to the bathroom, just kind of like, what's up, bro? Don't worry. Don't worry. I'll tip on full. Yeah.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.